Ladies and gentlemen, here we are again. It's Monday.
Yeah, we got Sophie Gueston with us.
Yay, she came back. Yeah.
She recovered.
She's feeling better.
Mostly better.
Yeah.
From Tom's alcohol induced. Yeah. Holy crap, man.
But then we went shopping too.
Yeah, we were supposed to go yesterday, but we were too tired.
Vegan food.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vegan cheese.
Hey, the cash register girl liked my vegan cheese. She was asking me about it.
Yeah, okay.
I said a lot of people are lactose intolerant and stuff, so it helps other people,
true,
too.
That's true, yeah.
Right.
It's not just a vegan thing.
It's just so low protein, that's what I was talking about. Yeah. It's not enough protein in any of that vegan stuff. You need to get some of that pea protein and drink a lot of fucking protein.
What happened to that stuff that we had?
I have some, I think. I have some vegetable protein. I thought you had some somewhere.
I'm not going to eat it, but you can.
Yeah, it tastes terrible. It tastes like damn. It tastes like fucking seaweed powder.
We don't want that.
No. I'm saying, you know, just pretend that whey protein is
No, I'm not pretending.
Just pretend that's
See, I don't like he's just like don't like stop nagging people about their food. Just let them eat what they want to eat, okay?
Yeah, all right.
You had a nutritionist.
All right. Sit down.
I'm just saying, you know, if you're going to work out, then you have to have protein. It has to be a high protein diet. You just break down. You don't repair enough. You just can't. I know what I'm talking about. But vegetable could probably do it. It's just at the taste of it. You know what I'm talking about? Vegetable protein.
Yeah.
It's not very concentrated. You got to eat a lot of calories of it to get the amount of protein that you need.
You can eat nuts.
That's not enough in there. Then you have to eat 7,000 calories of nuts in order to get down 20 grams of fucking protein. And you need to do that 4 times a day. So think about it. You'd get fat as fuck.
I don't want that.
You'd get fat as fuck.
No, thank you.
You need lots of protein, and it's got to be low calorie protein. That's meat or animal or whey, you know, protein. That's just saying. Been there, done it. Okay. Let's get to the fucking movie review. We're removing a movie that me and Soph didn't even see.
I haven't seen a lick of it.
I saw it. I saw bits and pieces of it.
Yeah.
And so I kind of got an idea of the tone. I didn't like it. I was going to say off the bat, I didn't really like it. But it wasn't a bad movie. I could tell it was a pretty well-made movie. It just wasn't, like I said, a lot of stuff is just a matter of taste.
Yeah.
You know, for me, I didn't really like it.
This is a new one that they just put on Shudder. I believe it premiered at the South by Southwest Festival in 2019. It's called Spiral. Now, I think, please correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the new movie in the Saw franchise, I think, is also called Spiral. It's just called Saw Spiral or whatever. And I think there's other movies called that, but this is a different one. This is like a horror thriller. So basically what this movie is about, I've seen pretty much every review I've read of it. They have compared it to Get Out, Jordan Peele's Get Out, which if you liked that movie, you will probably like this one too, because the tone is kind of, it's not exactly the same, but the tone of it is kind of similar. Also got a little bit of a Rosemary's Baby vibe off of it a little bit, just because it's kind of a culty type of situation. So I think the guy that produced it, he also did, what the hell was his name? I have it over here. Curtis David Harder. He also produced the movie Z, which I think we did a review of, which was good. And he did another one called Stillborn, which I don't think we reviewed, but I saw it and I really liked that one as well. And the writers on it are the same guys that wrote Grave Encounters, which was also a really good movie. So like I said, if you liked any of those movies, like I said, if you liked Get Out or Us, any of the Jordan Peele movies, then you'll probably like this as well. So basically what the setup of it is that there's a gay couple, Aaron and Malik. It's set in 1995, and they have moved from the big city. I believe they mentioned that it's Chicago, and they've moved out to like this kind of, you know, rural kind of area. They don't really say where it is. I assume it's like Midwest somewhere. And because Aaron has a 16-year-old daughter, they want to raise her out there, like away from the city or whatever. Now, when they get there, just little weird things start to happen. Like, it seems like the neighbors are not necessarily hostile to them, but are kind of like looking at them weird. Like, oh, one of you people, like, you know what I mean? Like they get like a weird, like homophobia vibe. But it's interesting though, because the character of Malik he had like a really bad, trauma, like when he was younger, like where one of his boyfriends was beaten up. And so you don't know, like, through the whole movie if he's just, like, paranoid and if he's, like, reading stuff into these people's, like, reactions to him that maybe aren't there. And he also has, you know, some, you know, mental issues, trauma issues, stuff like that. And as the story goes on, he starts having blackouts and seeing things and stuff. So you're not entirely sure, like, as the movie goes on, if it's an unreliable narrator or if the neighbors really are up to something. You know what I mean? Because weird shit does happen. Like, this old guy, like, wanders into their yard and hands him a piece of paper with nothing on it, which is kind of weird. And then that dude, like, dies the next day. And so there's, like, all this kind of mysterious shit. Somebody breaks in their house and, like, writes, like, a slur on the wall and stuff. So it really does seem, but he's the only one that sees it. So for a long time, you're not really sure if he's just, like, if this is just all in his mind because of his past, or if, like, the neighbors are, like, up to something, you know, something against them. So, like I said, it's not, I didn't love it, but I really liked a lot of things about it, though. You know what I mean? It's, like, it's not super scary, but it had, like, some really nice, like, eerie moments to it. And it went a little bit in a direction I didn't expect. You know what I mean? Like, not, like, oh my God, I totally didn't expect that. But it didn't go exactly the direction that I was thinking it was going to go. And it actually did kind of tie some things up. Only thing that I would ding it for, I wish they had gone a little bit more into maybe the mythology behind what these people are doing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the people in the town, like, what their deal was exactly. I mean, they kind of go into it a little bit, like, by implication, but they don't really, like, spell it out much. So maybe they could have done that a little bit more. And there were, like, a couple little scenes in there that were, like, really cool and, like, really creepy, but I don't know if they, like, amounted to anything in the sense that, I mean, there was this one really, really great scene where the daughter and, like, this boy that in the town that, you know, they were kind of, like, hanging out on this bridge. And then there was this guy, like, at the end of the bridge, and it was, like, really, really creepy, like, the way it was shot. And then, like, he starts running toward them and shit. And it's like, that was really cool. But then it's like, I don't know if that really paid off. Like, I don't know why that was in there, like, other than just to be creepy and, like, you know, menacing or whatever. But, you know, that said, it's a pretty minor criticism. So if you have Shudder and you liked Get Out and you like that type of thing, like culty Rosemary's Baby type stuff, then I would recommend it. Like I said, it's not fantastic. It's nothing to write home about or anything, but I thought it was really engaging and I liked the mystery and like seeing what was going on. And I, you know how much I love that ambiguous thing where you're not really sure if the person is just like crazy or if they're seeing things or if someone is like manipulating them or if something really bad's going on because no one believes them and all this other kind of stuff. So I like that kind of thing. So there was a lot of that going on. Not super original, but you know, that's all I gotta say.
For me, there just wasn't enough there to really kind of keep me interested. And then there was a lot of stuff there. I was just catching bits and pieces of it that were kind of repelling me from it. Like a lot of just a lot of stereotypical fucking bigotry between whites or not whites, but straight people and gay people.
Yeah, but there was a reason for that.
Yeah, there's a reason for it. It's just that it's just kind of like, man, getting sick of that. You know what I mean? But that's just me. Everything's very divisive. You know what I mean? Even if it's part of the movie.
Well, yeah, and like I said, it was part of the story, and there was a reason why that was like that. And also, it wasn't set in the present day. It was set in the 90s.
Yeah. Still, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's what I'm just saying.
It's just kind of like we get enough of that in everyday life. There's no escapism in it. You know what I mean? I like
it's a scary movie.
Yeah.
Horror doesn't necessarily have to be escapist, I don't think.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like some movies, like sometimes you want that, but it's like, I don't know.
I'm just telling you what my reaction was. Yeah. That was my reaction.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like I said, you don't. Yeah. He wasn't really paying attention to it.
No, so. As soon as it started to come out. Well, you know what I mean? If I'm not pulled into it, like I said, in a few minutes, I know I'm never going to be pulled into it. And then, you know, it just started hitting me with some stuff. And I was like, okay, more of that. And then I started to ignore it. And then I'd look up and I'm like, wait, well, hold on. Is this movie apocalyptic? Did the world end? I thought the world had ended. Remember that?
It was just snowing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, just there was something by the way it was shot, you know. This, what happened? Did civilization fall? You know, just.
And I was like, wow, you're really not paying attention to this movie.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, my version of the movie was better, probably, than the real movie. I should just fucking roll with that.
Oh, I'm sure Tom's version of every movie is better than the actual movie.
My version of it was probably actually better. The world did collapse, and it's snowing, and it was because the fucking moon got thrown out of orbit. And then, you know, fucking all the gay people took over. Something like that, you know what I mean? It'd be like Omega Man, but with gay people. I'm gonna,
you know what? I would watch that.
Yeah. That'd be even better. I told you I could come up with some fucking.
That's a different movie. But that's
where's Zach? Zach, man.
He's just here.
He says, "Fuck, I'm late again."
Yeah, Zach, I got this movie.
What about gay people taking over?
Zach, I got this movie. You're going to be starring in this bitch. It's like the Omega Man, but it's me. I'm the last straight motherfucker in the world. Gay people have taken over and they're out to get me.
Please tell me that
shit would be badass. And then
tell
the Earth freezes over.
Parody. That there is a gay porn parody of the Omega Man with that exact premise.
Yeah.
Like with one last straight man and then
the Omega Man, the last straight man. You know,
how awesome would that be?
Yeah. They're coming after me.
Now
they're all fucking in cloaks.
God damn it.
The fucking Earth is shifted out off its fucking axis and it starts to freeze over and everything. It's like shit, like Snowpiercer. It's like that.
With gay people.
See, I told you, I can.
Like it. I like it.
That's why.
Zach says, fuck no, I don't have the abs for porn. Oh, no. Yeah, see, that's what I was thinking. See, Oracle says, isn't that a sub rule of Rule 34? Gay porn parodies exist for anything. Yeah. That's why it would surprise me. I'm going to Google it right after this.
I mean,
over.
Straight porn. Parodies too.
Right, so I'm figuring that there's a corollary for that it's like, and I really think that would be a good idea if somebody did. It would be kind of like a big budget kind of thing, because you'd need a lot of extras and you would need like some post-apocalyptic setting and shit. Oh, I forgot to mention that the guy that plays Malik in this was also, I guess he's been on like some TV and stuff like that. I hadn't seen him before in anything, but he was also a judge on Canada's version of Drag Race. So there you go.
Yeah.
Because when I was reading the reviews, like, some people, like, knew who he was, like, knew from a TV, but I've never seen the Canadian version of Drag Race, so I didn't recognize him. But, yeah, so that's, you know, that's fun fact. But, yeah, Kara Loft Womb Raider is a thing. Yeah. See, this is, like, somebody was asking us the other day about Chuck Tingle.
Yeah.
That they didn't know who Chuck Tingle was.
Zach, you need to look up Chuck Tingle, man.
He's gonna know who Chuck Tingle is.
You'd love those fucking just the titles alone.
That's what you don't have to read the stories. I mean, they're short.
I heard the stories are fucking hilarious though.
They are. Well, I told you there is a podcast called, I think it's called Pounded in the Butt by My Own Podcast.
Yeah.
And they have guests, like some of them like big, like fucking, you know, kind of famous people, and they come on there and they read Chuck Tingle's books, and they are very, very funny.
Yeah, Zach, Chuck Tingle is the author. He does gay porn parody. You know what I mean? It's the names of the fucking stories of the books he wrote is shit like Pounded in the Butt by My Own Butt. And then the sequel was this Pounded in the Butt
by my book,
Pounded in the Butt by My Own Butt.
Right.
And then he topped that off by Buttception.
There was
a butt inside of a butt.
There was a whole bunch of them. I mean, I'm going to the Wikipedia.
I'm
going to go to the Wikipedia page.
About unicorn kernels on fucking.
Yeah, that was. He's really into
the
like
ghost unicorn. It's like gay ghost porn. Unicorns.
Did you see what Zach
ghost
said?
Ghost military. What's
that? Zach said that Chuck Tingle, he says he has heard of him. And yeah. He's on the spectrum. He's schizo, and his own son edits his books for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, what kind of father-son relationship is that?
It's hilarious. It's got to be hilarious. Weird. It's fucking hilarious.
So, yeah. So the titles of them are My Billionaire Triceratops Craves Gay Ass.
Yeah. Okay.
Pounded by President Bigfoot. that was from 2014. Taken by the Gay Unicorn Biker.
Okay.
Gay T-Rex Law Firm Executive Boner.
Okay.
Space Raptor Butt Invasion.
Space Raptor Butt Invasion.
Yeah. See, I want to read every single one.
That's dinosaur. It's gay dinosaur porn.
My Ass is Haunted by the Gay Unicorn Colonel. Okay. Now, didn't Belladonna make a porn movie called My Ass is Haunted?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. Because I was like, That's my favorite porn title ever, in case anybody ever wants to know.
Yeah. Mississippi Girl, by the way. Biloxi. There you go.
Unicorn Butt Cops, Beach Patrol.
Yes.
Seduced by Dr. Bigfoot, Attorney at Large.
Okay.
Let's see. Glazed by the Gay Living Donuts.
Glazed by the Gay Living Donuts. Oh, these are donuts that have eyes and a mouth, and they are alive, and they glaze on you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pounded in the Butt by My Own Butt. That came out in 2015.
Okay.
Top Horn, Turned Gay by the Unicorn Pilots.
Okay.
Pounded in the Butt by
Top Horn.
Book. Going after that. Yeah. Bigfoot Pirates Haunt My Balls.
Yeah. How is that? Gagent Brontosaurus, The Butt Is Not Enough.
Yeah.
I imagine that's a 007 parody.
Yeah.
Vampire Night Bus Pounds My Butt. Shared by the Chocolate Milk Cowboys. Reamed by my reaction to the title of this book.
Damn! You read the book. You have a reaction to the title of the book, and the reaction reams you out.
Yeah, that's exactly what...
Read that again. Say that again.
Reamed by my reaction to the title of this book.
Damn.
The Curse of...
So that damn just reamed me. Okay.
It did. Shit.
Fuck. You can't escape it.
Bigfoot Settlers Claim My Butthole.
Okay.
Let's see. Angry man pounded by the fear of his latent gayness over a dinosaur transitioning into a unicorn.
Okay, hold on. Slow down.
It's too much.
Break that down.
Angry man.
Okay.
Pounded by the fear of his latent gayness.
Okay.
Over a dinosaur transitioning into a unicorn.
So he's looking at a dinosaur that's making his transition into a unicorn, and the gay impulses molest him.
The fear of them.
The fear of them. The gay impulses.
Not like literally.
Okay, so
he
has a gay reaction, and his fear of that gay reaction
is pounding him in the
ass.
Right.
Damn.
You got it.
You got to be a genius to come up with this shit.
That's what I'm saying.
You
got to
be
this
a fucking genius.
Fuck. Let's see. Slammed up the butt by my hot coffee boss.
Okay.
Hunter dentist pounded in the butt by Cecil the handsome unicorn.
Okay.
That one, you guys will remember. Yeah. That's because there was an asshole dentist guy who like trophy hunted a lion on a preserve named Cecil, and it was a big outrage. So that was one of those. That must have been one of the reactionary news titles.
Because he does that a lot too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Oppressed in the Butt by My Inclusive Holiday Coffee Cups is also one of them.
With the Starbucks thing. Yeah.
Pounded in the Butt by My Book. Pounded in the Butt by My Book. Pounded in the Butt by My Own Butt.
Damn.
Did you get that? Okay.
So it's several books that he's already written all coming back to hit you in the ass.
It's like an endless recursion.
Yes. Damn.
Oh, man.
And yes, it is very profitable to be Chuck Tingle. Chuck Tingle makes a lot of money.
Because everybody, like, even people that don't read erotica, like, know who Chuck Tingle is. I mean, like I said, that's exactly what we were talking about when we reviewed the movie Velocipaster. We keep going back to that.
Yeah.
If you don't have a lot of money and you don't have a lot, you just need to be, like, as crazy and outrageous as possible.
Yeah.
So people will, like, repeat your shit.
And Chuck Tingle has pictures of himself.
He draws them. I thought he shows
himself as a karate master.
Well, he said he was a karate master, and also he said that he got a degree from DeVry University, which remember they used to have advertised on TV like back in the 90s, like DeVry. 8 Bigfoot Buckaroos Hate My Butt and Pound It. Creamed in the Butt by My Handsome Living Corn.
Okay.
Slammed in the Butthole by My Concept of Linear Time.
Wait a minute.
That might be some Stephen Hawking porn.
Yeah, I'm hoping. So you have a concept of linear time flowing normally. That fucks you in the ass. Okay.
Now, Pounded in the Butt by My Book. Pounded in the Butt by My Book. Pounded in the Butt by My Book. Pounded in the Butt by My Own Butt.
That's too much.
Yeah.
That must be like part 5 or part 6.
It is.
It's like part 5, yeah.
Turned gay by the existential dread that I may actually be a character in a Chuck Tingle book.
Okay.
For you meta fans.
Yeah, like more meta shit.
Leonardo DiCaprio finally wins his award and it pounds him in the butt. I bet Leonardo DiCaprio laughed his ass off when he heard about that. Slammed in the butt by the living leftover chocolate chip cookies from my kitchen cabinet.
He's reaching.
I was going to say, that was some day where he's like, what am I going to write about today? God damn it.
He's reached.
Living inside my own butt for 8 years, starting a business and turning a profit through common sense reinvestment and strategic targeted marketing.
He did that all from within, inside his ass. Yeah, he turned himself inside out.
I'm impressed.
He turned himself inside out and ran a business from it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pounded in the butt by my irrational, bigoted fear of humans who were born as unicorns using a human restroom. Pounded in the butt by my book, 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 pounded in the butt by my own butt.
No.
Pounded by my handsome ghost boats.
That's right.
Schrodinger's butt. That's a nice succinct one.
Yeah. Yeah, this is something else I gotta mention. Chuck Tingle, some of these books involved homosexual relationships with things like airplanes.
Yeah.
And yachts.
I'm only into 2016. Yeah,
the yacht is his boyfriend, and it's
you can kind of visualize more. Yeah. Like some of these metal ones, you know.
He'll put that on the cover.
Yeah.
He'll be standing there, or he'll have a guy standing there like a muscle man.
Yeah.
All right. And then behind him, the yacht. And then there'll be a man's face superimposed onto the yacht.
I want to imagine this like one of those romance looks. Covers on those cheap little...
Sometimes, and then he's got more of the airplane, and the airplane's at the bottom of the fucking... And it's an airliner. And the bottom of it's got a face superimposed on it with eyes and a mouth, and it's got abs.
Oh, I bet.
Remember, it had abs. Obviously, it's got abs. Yeah.
I'm in love with the handsome mummy race car in my butt. I like that one.
Okay.
That one's like kind of like random.
It's weird as shit.
Billionaire Elon's mug takes the handsome planet Mars in his butt. Because he can't use people's real names. Yeah. Well, except he said Leonardo DiCaprio, though, so I guess...
He's probably trying to get DiCaprio's
attention. Not going to come after him.
Yeah. Maybe Elon he's like, Musk but will. Yeah, like yeah. Other people, he usually uses like a pseudonym. Sentient phantom tow truck pounds my butt. Slammed in the butt by my handsome laundry detergent pod. Yeah, you guys know what that was for. Fucking Tide Pods. The butt files, the case of Bigfoot's wiener. Let's see.
So he's knocking a lot of them out.
He is, yeah. Well, they're short stories. They're not like novels.
I mean, look, I can see from here, he's got every day of the week, like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah. The whole week each one's different.
A different week, pounding him
Friday
in the butt.
Every day, in the butt. Saturday, pounding him in the butt, yeah. The banana in my butt is a handsome lifeguard.
Wait a minute. Hold on. That means you're okay. I understand. It's fantasy.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we've had enough of Chuck King.
I mean, she's only in like 2018. He's got like
hundreds of these. They're not.
Yeah.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Butt Raptor.
Zach says that DiCaprio will star in the movie adaptation of that.
Oh,
movie.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah.
He probably would.
Yeah.
He's all right like that. Anthropomorphized Celsius emasculated my butt, says Heather. These are so fucking funny, man. The call is coming from inside your butt. That might be my favorite. I'm not sure.
Damn.
I don't know why. Just go to the Wikipedia page and read them. It's like, if I keep reading them, I'm just going to like not be able to talk anymore because my eyes will be all watery. All right. So,
we pretty much got that.
We talked about the movie. We talked about Chuck Tingle.
I'm
going to
make pizza for these girls.
He's going to make pizza for the girls.
Yeah.
So we'll be back again tomorrow. I'm not sure what we're going to review tomorrow. I'll find some. Probably. We'll probably rent some on the Xbox. Yeah. So, we will see you guys again tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, talk to you guys later. Bye.